Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Financing Your Small Business by Attorney James E. Burke is a practical business finance guide for entrepreneurs who need a clear map of funding choices and the trade-offs that come with each one. Written for the Quick Start Your Business audience, it focuses on how a small company can raise money across a wide spectrum. From personal sources and credit cards to bank and SBA-style lending, and on to equity approaches such as selling common stock or creating partnership interests. A distinguishing feature is its legal and deal-oriented perspective. The book does not just list funding sources, it explains how lenders and investors evaluate risk, what information you must present, and where compliance issues can derail a raise. Readers are coached to build financing strategies that fit the stage of the business, combine multiple tools when appropriate, and avoid preventable mistakes in valuation, negotiations, and securities law exposure. The result is a grounded orientation to raising capital responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing the right financing mix for your stage and goals, a central theme is that small business financing is not one size fits all. The book frames funding as a matching problem. Your company's stage, cash flow profile, asset base, and growth plan should drive which instruments are realistic and which are risky. For early stage ventures, it highlights the practical reality that founders often start with personal resources and short-term credit, then progress to more formal debt or equity as the business demonstrates traction. For operating businesses with predictable revenue, traditional lending can be more appropriate. While high-growth ventures may need outside equity when repayment schedules would strain cash flow, it also emphasizes that entrepreneurs can combine sources rather than relying on a single solution, but must understand how stacking obligations changes overall risk. Debt can preserve ownership but increases fixed commitments. Equity can reduce repayment pressure but introduces dilution and investor expectations. By encouraging readers to compare cost of capital, control implications, and timing, the book pushes toward deliberate capital structure planning instead of reactive fundraising under stress. Secondly, debt options banks, SBA-related lending, and credit cards. The book surveys common debt pathways used by small firms with attention to what lenders look for and how borrowers can improve approval odds. It covers bank-style loans and SBA-oriented programs as part of the mainstream toolkit for companies that can show repayment ability. Rather than treating debt as simply getting a check, it focuses on preparation, the documentation, financial clarity, and credibility signals that help a lender get comfortable with risk. It also addresses the role and limits of credit cards and similar short-term tools. While accessible, revolving credit can become expensive and hazardous when used as long-term capital, so it is best understood as a bridge or a narrowly defined working capital solution. Across these debt sources, the underlying lesson is discipline. Know your cash conversion cycle, borrow for purposes that align with repayment timing, and avoid overextending on instruments with high rates or punitive terms. By spelling out the practical expectations behind debt underwriting, the book helps owners approach lenders with a stronger story and a more realistic request. Thirdly, equity financing common stock and partnership interests. Moving beyond loans, the book explains how small businesses raise capital by selling ownership, including structures such as common stock and partnership interests. The emphasis is on what changes when you take equity money. You are no longer only managing repayment, you are managing relationships, governance, and shared upside. The discussion highlights the need to define what is being sold, what rights come with it, and how those rights affect control in future fundraising. It points readers toward careful thinking about valuation and dilution, since pricing an interest too low can permanently sacrifice value, while pricing too high can stall the raise or create conflict when expectations are not met. Another key idea is investor suitability and alignment. The best equity partners are not just sources of cash. They are stakeholders whose time horizon and risk tolerance match the business plan. By presenting equity as both capital and commitment, the book encourages entrepreneurs to design offerings that are understandable, defensible, and compatible with long-term ownership objectives. Fourthly, finding and approaching investors, including venture capital. The book addresses the investor side of the market and what entrepreneurs must do to be fundable in practice. It describes the importance of targeting the right type of investor for the deal, including the reality that venture capital tends to fit opportunities with meaningful growth potential and a scalable model. It also covers the mechanics of approaching investors, professionally building a coherent pitch, anticipating diligence questions, and communicating milestones and uses of funds with clarity. A recurring point is that the business plan and presentation are tools for decision-making, not just marketing documents. they should explain the problem, the model, the economics, and why the team can execute. The book also encourages entrepreneurs to be prepared for negotiation dynamics, including term discussions and the investor need for downside protection. Rather than offering lists of contacts, it focuses on how to become credible and how to structure outreach so that serious investors can evaluate the opportunity efficiently. That approach keeps the guidance durable, even as specific investor names and websites change over time. Lastly, legal compliance, securities law risks, and disclosure documents. A defining element of the book is its legally grounded treatment of raising money, especially when selling equity or other investment interests. It warns that informal fundraising can create serious securities law exposure if entrepreneurs solicit or accept funds without understanding applicable rules. The book discusses the importance of proper disclosure and the concept of documentation designed to inform investors and reduce misunderstandings. It specifically references the private placement memorandum as a common disclosure format shaped by federal and state securities requirements. The broader message is that compliance is not mere paperwork. Clear, accurate disclosure of risks, business realities, and terms supports trust and can reduce the chance of disputes later. The book also encourages readers to recognize when professional help is needed, since securities and corporate structuring errors can be expensive to unwind. By integrating legal considerations into the financing conversation, it helps entrepreneurs see fundraising as a regulated transaction with long-tail consequences, not just a sales effort to obtain capital. In conclusion, this book best serves entrepreneurs, small business owners, and early-stage operators who need a realistic overview of how financing actually works across debt and equity, and who want guidance that acknowledges legal and negotiation realities. Readers who are preparing to seek a bank or SBA-related loan will benefit from the focus on lender expectations and the importance of presenting a credible repayment story. Founders considering equity, including common stock or partnership interests, gain a clearer sense of what they are giving up, how valuation and dilution shape outcomes, and why alignment with investors matters as much as the check size. The legal perspective is a practical advantage. Many small business finance books emphasize pitching and projections, but treat compliance as an afterthought. Here, securities law risk, disclosure discipline, and the role of documents like a private placement memorandum are positioned as core parts of raising money responsibly. Compared with books that promise quick lists of investor leads, Burke offers something more durable: frameworks for selecting financing tools, preparing professional materials, and avoiding preventable mistakes that can damage a company long after the funding closes. It stands out as a cross between financing guide and legal reality check. If you would like to support James E. Burke, attorney at law, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.